Good morning. This is Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District. It's been no secret that winter has finally arrived, and with it has been some extremely cold temperatures. If you've been in a position to take care of livestock, you realize that it has definitely been cold outside and that the amount of feed required to take an animal through those cold snaps certainly goes up. Today, I would like to take a look at feeding cattle these extreme cold conditions. There are a couple of main points that we look at when we discuss managing cold weather. These include temperature, moisture, and wind speed. The thermal neutral zone for an animal is that range of temperatures where the animal does not require extra energy to either stay cool or warm. When we reach a level that is below that thermal neutral zone, we call that the lower critical temperature. This is the point in time in which an animal has to increase their metabolic rate to meet the environmental demands for heat. It takes more energy just to maintain. If you don't provide additional feed during these periods, the animal will start to draw on its body reserves. If you have cows that are in thin body condition, they're at jeopardy of more adverse effects from temperatures below the lower critical temperature. As a quick example, cows that are in a body condition score of 5 or 6 with a good thick heavy winter hair coat will have lower critical temperature around 19 degrees Fahrenheit. Moisture does have an impact on this, however. If you have a wet hair coat on that same animal, their lower critical temperature actually goes up into something that's upper 50s. Add the wind and the wind chill factor into this, and you can really tell how lower critical temperature can really fluctuate for cattle and how cold stress can become an issue. The old rule of thumb is, for every degree of cold stress that a cow is presented, the energy requirements will increase by 1%. So if we're 30 degrees below the lower critical temperature, that's a 30% increase in the amount of energy needed in the diet. If the animal is wet clear to the skin, double that, it's a 2% increase. Basically, this goes to say that if we've had animals out on crop residues or lower quality grass hay or other lower quality forages, and they've been doing well on that this fall, that's simply not going to be the case when we get below the lower critical temperature. Cattle can slowly adapt to these changes, but that's not often how this works. So it's important to get ready for these, be prepared to go through another one, and you can do this by increasing feed, increasing energy provided to the animals in their diet, provide wind protection, and provide a condition that is conducive to a drier hair coat. Most animals live outside, it rains and it snows, but if you have good bedding, that helps in the ability for the cow to dry themselves and to increase that lower critical temperature. If you recall back last summer, we talked about the Kansas Mesonet Animal Comfort Index as a good tool to measure heat stress. It's equally a good tool to measure cold stress. You can find that on the K-State Research and Extension website or a direct link from our Metalark District website. So how much do we need to increase nutrition in these times where we absolutely need to add energy to the diet? Honestly, it really depends on what you have available and what you're feeding, but if you generally have a good source of grass hay, something that has a good TDN value, or total digestible nutrients, can supplement and increase energy fairly well. Something like high-quality alfalfa is somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% TDN. That's a good source if you can find it. Corn is another high TDN value, somewhere in the upper 80s. But you got to be careful adding corn to diets to animals that haven't necessarily been used to that. Also with our corn diets, you need to slowly transition, probably 2 to 3 weeks, and probably not going to be feeding more than 0.3 to 0.4% body weight. Unfortunately, this year, none of those are really cheap options, but it's pretty critical that we maintain animals' energy requirements in this cold weather environment. There's a good resource out there, the Kansas Beef Cow Nutrition Guide, which is C735, found on the KSRE online bookstore. Quick reminder that our four-part workshop for landlords and tenants on land leasing issues is coming up in January and February, and we ask for registration for that to be turned in by January 13th, found at agmanager.info/events. Hope everybody has been able to weather this storm and that there are warmer days ahead. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District, Ag and Natural Resources.